It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Certainly. Yeah. Welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. And today we're going to talk at length about Auburn's self-induced anxiety attack. With this being the week of the Super Bowl, I really wasn't thinking very much about college football, were you? I do not pay much attention to college football's annual recruiting stats, and everyone south of the Mason-Dixon line already knows that Alabama head football coach Nick Saban is going to come ashore with a boat full of big fish. Alas, even Coach Saban, as good as he is, really doesn't know how these highly touted five-star high school football players are going to perform once they enter a college football game. Down the road at the University of Auburn, that other state university in the state of Alabama, it's located about 30 miles west of the Georgia state line on Interstate 85. The city of Auburn features a lovely, historic downtown district, and the city's population has exploded the past 30 years from 33,000 back in 1990 to over 76,000 in 2020. So the city of Auburn must be doing something right. While the athletic supporters at the University of Auburn should be beaming with pride this week for their recent number one ranking for the men's basketball team, the first time in school history, the University of Auburn has been making the news for another reason this past week. Auburn's football coach Brian Harsin was hired 1 year ago after posting several 10-win seasons as the head football coach for Boise State University. He replaced longtime, well, at least by Auburn standards, coach Gus Malzahn, who was fired last year after 7 years on the job after posting a 66% winning record over that time for the Tigers. Prior to Gus Malzahn, Auburn's list of fired football coaches included Gene Chizik, who lasted 3 years but did have a national championship under his belt in 2010, Tommy Tuberville, 9 years at Auburn, and now he's a member of the United States Senate, Terry Bowden made it 5 years, and Pat Dye, he made it 11. Upon further review, I learned that each of those former Auburn football coaches all had one thing in common. They won the Associated Press SEC Coach of the Year honors at some point during their career at Auburn. At least this new football coach, Brian Harsin, doesn't have that stigma just yet. So what is the problem with Auburn football coach Brian Harsin? Once the 2021 season ended, all I remembered about Auburn's football program last year was that they had posted about a 6-6 regular season record, and they took arch rival Alabama into double overtime before losing 24-22. The team's bowl loss to a very solid University of Houston team in the Music City Bowl seems to have irked the Auburn faithful too. They will gladly recite to you that the Tigers have lost their last five football games of the season. And when I looked at those losses, they came by 17 points at Texas A&M, 9 points at Mississippi State, 4 points at South Carolina, 2 in double overtime at a home loss to Alabama, and 5 that University of Houston bowl game. Now that equates to an average loss of 7.4 points per game in those 5 losses. The team had a very disappointing finish, no doubt, but nobody really seriously expected Auburn to be a national contender this season, did they? Auburn had just fired their longtime coach, Gus, we can't wait to get rid of, Malzahn. That normally means the new head coach, Harsin, should be given a few years in order to build his coaching staff and find recruits which best suit his style of football before the fans pass final judgment. But apparently not at anxious Auburn. After the 2021 football season ended, the Auburn football faithful has felt uneasy following some recent drama within the program. These jittery fans now believe that next season's Auburn football season is all but lost. Some negatively are thinking that the football team will be lucky to defeat one of the three payday teams on the team's 2022 home schedule, Mercer, San Jose State, or Western Kentucky. And heaven forbid that SEC schedule could spell doom for their team this season. Maybe, or maybe not. You know, we're just not going to know until the games are played this fall. But a 6-6 regular season record may be very disappointing to many Auburn fans, but the record itself doesn't warrant all the whining which we've been hearing the past 2 weeks. Let's examine some of these stress-inducing issues. Issue number one, After the season ended, there have been a number of prominent football players who have left the Auburn program via the NCAA's new revolving door policy called the transfer portal. Got a news flash for you Auburn fans. The players and coaches who have recently abandoned the program apparently weren't good enough to save the job of your previous coach, Gus Malzahn, either. Maybe it's time to look into the mirror and realize that the talent and coaching at Auburn may have been overestimated when compared to a few of those other SEC schools, and especially that big happy elephant in Tuscaloosa. Auburn quarterback Bo Nix was the first of the big-name defectors as he transferred to Oregon for his final year. Though he was heralded as one of the nation's best high school quarterback recruits, winning the state of Alabama's Mr. Football Award during his senior year, the son of former Auburn quarterback Patrick Nix has performed inconsistently during his three seasons as the starting quarterback at Auburn. Nix showed flashes of brilliance during his years at Auburn. Just ask us LSU fans who witnessed Auburn's dramatic last-second win over the Bayou Bengals last season. However, Bo Nix could go missing in action in other games, too. His penchant for wildly scrambling as if in a schoolyard pickup game may have cost Auburn more wins, as Nix had a tendency to throw interceptions at key moments of football games, too. Auburn head football coach Brian Harsin knows quite a bit about quarterbacks, as he played that position in college at Boise State when the Broncos were rising to national prominence. And before becoming a head coach himself, Harsin was also a highly regarded offensive coach. The relatively new NCAA transfer portal has produced more defections than the Auburn faithful had expected. But again, I ask you to think about, how do you already know that the 18 players, at least at last count, that are leaving Auburn after last year are any better players than those who may transfer into the program for next year's football team? Issue number two. A few key Auburn coaches have left the program recently. That's a fact. The "yeah, but" Auburn faithful point to the defection of defensive coordinator Derek Mason. He left Auburn after just one season and reportedly took a $400,000 pay cut to take a similar job at Oklahoma State University. But let's not forget, Derek Mason had just been fired 1 year earlier as the head coach at perennial SEC doormat Vanderbilt. Does anyone really think that Mason's departure spells imminent doom for Auburn's next season? Another of current head coach Brian Harsin's assistant coaches, Jeff Schmedling, who also came from Boise State, has been promoted to become the team's new defensive coordinator this year, so time will tell. And then there's the departure of Auburn's offensive coordinator, Mike Bobo. He was fired by Harsin after the 2021 regular season ended. The Auburn offense under Bobo, a former quarterback for the University of Georgia, was just not very impressive. However, Harsin's pick to replace him, Austin Davis, a former assistant coach for the Seattle Seahawks, only lasted about a month at the school before he abruptly left in January for personal reasons. That means that the anxiety kettle at Auburn was starting to heat up. That takes us to issue number three. Auburn's high school recruiting haul was considered disappointing. Recently, the annual high school football signing day arrived with a big thud, at least according to many Auburn fans. According to one national source, Auburn signed just 5 players inside of the top 300 prospects in the nation. Now compare that to Alabama, who signed 14 out of the top 100, and Georgia with 10 of the top 100, and you can understand where they're coming from. A different source ranked Auburn as the number 19 overall recruiting class out of the 130 FBS large colleges for 2022. Though several SEC schools are ranked ahead of Auburn, the Tigers' incoming freshman class was still ahead of Ole Miss at number 24, South Carolina at 26, Mississippi State at 27, and Vanderbilt at number 32. Number 19 didn't look too bad. As I've said for years, it really doesn't matter how many so-called stars which a subjective recruiting outfit assigns to a college football player. If the athlete works hard and matures physically and mentally while in college, many of the 3- and 4-star high school athletes become starters, and some go on to long NFL careers. Issue number 4. The media helped douse gasoline onto this Auburn football fire. For well over a week, Auburn football coach Brian Harsin was on vacation while the rumor mill gathered momentum pushing for him to be terminated. The overwhelming amount of self-inflicted anxiety displayed by Auburn's football fan base received a lot of assistance from an all-too-willing media. Yeah. You know, there is a lot of truth to that old saying, if it bleeds, it leads. I listened to one national radio program known for its in-depth coverage of SEC football on Wednesday of this week. The show was filled with call after call after call supporting the firing of Auburn's new football coach after just 1 year. Even after the college football season has ended, this show's callers are obsessed with football as a primary topic. Then that brings us to issue number 5. In the end, money matters.
Excellent.
Auburn, the school, and or the football boosters would need to write yet another big exit check of about $18 million to pay off Coach Brian Harsin for the remaining years of his contract. And that would come after just 1 year, after Auburn had to write a $21 million check to pay off the previous football coach, Gus Malzahn, to hit the bricks, with several years left on his agreement with the school. For what it's worth, the school's current president, who's also being replaced soon, stated late this week that he has completed a recent review of matters involving the current football coach, Brian Harsin. Auburn University President Jay Gage said, quote, "Recently, individuals raised concerns to my administration about the football program. The nature of these concerns compelled a fact-finding review. My most recent conversations with Coach Harsin have me as convinced as ever in his commitment to our student athletes on and off the field success and his vision for our program. But wait, there's more." The president added this, quote, "Unfortunately, social media fueled wild speculation, substantial misinformation, and unfair attacks on good Auburn people. A feeding frenzy resulted that was beyond anyone's control. We regret the concern, anger, frustration, and hurt that this caused any member of the Auburn family." For his part, Coach Brian Harsin returned from vacation on Wednesday. Then he attended the SEC coaches meeting in Birmingham the next day on Thursday. And the media vultures tried to corner the coach for comments, but Coach Harsin cleverly avoided the cameras and microphones both before and after the meeting. Then yesterday on Friday, Coach Harsin released a statement. He said, quote, "This has been one of the hardest weeks of my career, and it had nothing to do with my coaching ability. The personal attacks on me and my family went too far and were without justification. Their resolve through this experience has been incredible, but also completely expected. My conclusion, all parties involved need a big timeout right now." Auburn football fans should take a deep breath and allow Coach Brian Harsin yet another year to improve on the football field while giving the athletics department checkbook a chance to heal and recover too. In the meantime, perhaps the supporters of Auburn athletics might want to spend a little bit more time watching their top-ranked men's basketball team. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.